Ross and Ranil Lund. Since 2006, Ross and Ranil Lund have generously donated $1,000 every month to Blind Low Vision NZ. Their ongoing commitment is a powerful example of how steady personal support can help change lives over the long term. Their connection to Blind Low Vision NZ began with a television program about guide dogs that left a lasting impression on Ross. "I was amazed by the work they do and wanted to be part of it in some way," he says. At the time, Ross had just started Timaru Construction after leaving his family business. While many charities reached out, Ross and Ranil chose to focus their giving on one organization close to their values, and their love for guide dogs made Blind Low Vision NZ an easy choice. Even after selling their business, their support did not waver. Ross's dedication is deeply personal. His father and grandmother both lost their sight, and Ross lives with sight in only one eye. "It often crosses my mind how I would manage if I lost sight in my remaining eye," he shares. This personal experience gives their giving an extra layer of meaning. What resonates most with Ross and Ranil is how Blind Low Vision enables people to regain independence and stay connected to life. "The work you do gives people a whole new outlook. It gives them their life back," Ross explains. He recalls a friend's father in Timaru whose guide dog was not only a constant companion, but also a trusted guide through daily life. That dog was part of the community, guiding him confidently on the streets and offering comfort when he needed it. They truly are remarkable animals. For Ross and Ranil, knowing their support helps people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision brings a deep sense of pride and fulfillment. "Giving back in this way feels meaningful," Ross says. "It's one of the most rewarding choices we've made." When asked to describe Blind Low Vision in one word, Ross chose inspirational. Their story shows how consistent, thoughtful giving can create lasting impact, quietly but profoundly changing lives.